text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
One of our listeners, Anne, just on the nurses, HSE administration and management jobs are still being advertised, grade 8 and above. We heard all about recruitment and retention of nurses, and now they're not hiring graduate nurses. This is so serious. Well, we move on. Consent classes are to be rolled out in secondary schools following the success of the workshops in colleges across the country. Dr. Padraig McNeela is a senior lecturer in the School of Psychology in NUIG. He joins me now from Galway. Thanks for joining us, Padraig. I mentioned there the success of the workshops and colleges. Tell us a bit about the number of students that attended the classes and how successful were they?
So, good morning, Miriam. So currently we're working with probably over half of the third level institutions now in across Ireland, but that's been a slow development like that. We've been working on that since 2013. But I think we reached a tipping point in the past year. So, like, our belief is you have to have really good materials. We've done a lot of background research, working with people on the ground, student services, student unions, and so forth. And just over the course of this year, then the Minister for Higher Education really got behind us, and now we have a consent framework for higher level education institutions, which is requiring institutions to work across a number of areas, and one of those areas is consent.
Great.
And the consent workshop is one of the primary ways to work with students. So currently there's probably over 6,000 students at this stage have taken our workshop across the country.
And of course, you're a senior lecturer there in NUIG in psychology, and you're part of the team there that developed these workshops. So tell us how the classes work, Padraig. I think it's a three-step format. Is that right?
Yeah, so the first thing is, look, you have to be realistic. You might only get an hour in an orientation session, or you're working with students when they're coming in through accommodation, when they're coming into their new accommodation in college, or you might be in a classroom timetabled hour as well. So you have to be really concise and pack three things in. So what we do is we work, first of all, with students to establish what is consent. And we have a lot of trust and faith in students because we know from all the workshops that we do that all of them will generate terms like it's verbal, it's nonverbal, alcohol, fear, embarrassment, issues like that get in the way. And then we spend about 20 minutes working with their words, and we show them how it actually relates really well to the official definition, if you like. And then we kind of muddy the waters. This is the kind of grey area part of the workshop where we put all those elements into stories that we use, and then they can see people around them have different views on how much alcohol is too much alcohol, is a smile enough. And we're kind of nudging them towards an active consent mode. And by the end, then we can show them that nearly all of their peers around them feel that active consent, verbal or nonverbal consent, is really important. And we summarize that as OMFG. So that's a really memorable phrase. And what we mean by that is that consent is ongoing, mutual and freely given.
Okay, and actually reading about this morning in the Irish Examiner, it just sounds really interesting. Who delivers the courses to the students, though?
So this is one of the elements, right? So in your cycle of doing work like this, you have to have good theory, good evidence, which we as researchers can provide. You've got to package it in a way that's acceptable, and students do find it enjoyable. But the next steps then are about making it feasible. So we're doing training this week, for example, in Galway, Dundalk, Carlow and Limerick, and we're working with people from student services, students' unions and so forth. And we train people in each college to then go on and deliver the workshop itself.
But, you know, I'm just thinking colleges, everyone gets, you know, in terms of secondary schools, what age group will they be aimed at? Do you do first years or second years, or will it be mostly from third year up? What age do you start at, do you think?
Well, here again, it's about leading from the top. So we're all waiting to see what the NCCA guidelines will be and the Department of Education guidelines will be. I mean, students should be having conversations about, you know, just the fact that consent is a mutual thing, taking and giving of any kind between people. That conversation should be starting in primary school. But then, you know, any kind of sexual dimension should be coming in, certainly from secondary school. And we know that students are going from 25% of them being sexually active at age 16 to 85% by age 18. So there is a critical period, like from junior cert into transition year.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just thinking myself, having a son around there, if you've got a 12 or a 13-year-old, is that a bit young?
Well, it's all about how you pitch it, right? So we can see from what the students have said to the NCCA, who did a massive survey, thousands of students earlier this year, that, you know, they were talking about their sixth class primary, you know, which is very often the first encounter with sex ed, that they were saying there was something missing, like, so there's something missing there in terms of relationship education. So again, you're not going to be talking about intimate aspects of sexual behavior, but students are, you know, like young people at that age are becoming intimate, and the same principles apply regardless of what type of intimacy or what type of relationship you have.
Though not age 12.
Well, in terms of them getting together and having their first encounter, it's not going to, it might be kissing, it might be shifting, you know, these types of terms are coming very much into people's vocabulary. They're going to, you know, teenage discos and stuff like that. And so that is happening. You've got to catch up with and meet people where they are, I think. Okay. Otherwise, your system won't be credible.
Now, listen, you piloted them, I think, in schools already. How do the students react? And do you think the students themselves found these classes were important?
So, like, we're working with a number of providers, like Wiser. It's a sex ed education charity here in the West. And we've been to Kildare, Limerick, Dublin and Galway with an adapted version of the college workshop. So we kind of changed the stories and stuff like that. And we get more or less the same response, that people find it kind of enjoyable. It's good to talk about this, and they leave feeling more skilled and more empowered. And we're all the time nudging them towards active consent, verbal and nonverbal. So it seems to be like a similar enough reaction to what we get, because when we meet people, normally they're 17, 18 coming into college, so they're not that different.
Listen, Dr. Padraig McNeida, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. And after the break, if you shop online, you better listen up as there's new laws coming in.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.